This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding D, Ann, D-E-E, and middle name is A-N-N Smith. Date of birth 11/25/1946. Dear Paula, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit with Mrs. Smith with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 9th of 2021. She has had higher than usual blood pressure for the last 2 days because she's been eating a lot of ham since Easter this week. And she's going to stop doing that. And usually if she's not having excessive amounts of salt in her diet, her blood pressure is much better. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is down 4 pounds over the last 8 months. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has minimal edema of the lower extremities, and this is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan 25 milligram daily. She's also on very mild doses of Pravacol 20 milligram daily and Fenofibrate 48 milligram daily for her hyperlipidemia, and she's denying any side effects from either medication. Physical exam, her weight is 65 inches, height 65 inches, weight 179 pounds, and blood pressure is 137 over 90 today. Usually it's better, 120 over 70 to 80, she reports. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 15th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.38, calcium 10.1. Albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.6, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression. 2, hypertension, higher than usual blood pressure today, most likely secondary to increased salt intake in the diet. And a diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll now follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.